for these evening sittings. We'll begin as usual with a reflection. That'll last a little while. But there won't be a bell to end the sitting in honor of the unstructured practice schedule. You are welcome to. You don't have to wait until we leave. Before you leave, and you're welcome to, once the reflection is complete, sit as long as you wish and honor your practice. So, no bell tonight. I always liked that, not having a bell at the end of the evening, actually. And that's why I do it that way, because that's the way I liked it. Perhaps you don't like it that way. But you get to practice with that. Sometimes as we describe the practice, I'm talking in particular about meeting what's arising and checking the attitude, there's a lot of emphasis on recognizing the reactive states of mind, the kalesa, noticing how greed, aversion, and delusion impact the mind. But also noticing balance of mind. But sometimes the description of the practice can seem so oriented around the kilesa and the reactive states of mind that we might forget that while we are practicing, right in the very act of being aware of these states, so many beautiful, wholesome qualities are being developed, cultivated. And this is the Buddha's teaching on wise effort. We abandon unwholesome states. We try to avoid unwholesome states. We cultivate wholesome states and we maintain wholesome states. And the beautiful thing about the practice of mindfulness is that we do it all at the same time. It's not like we work at avoiding unwholesome states for a while and then we work at cultivating wholesome states. As we are practicing mindfulness, the very practice of mindfulness, as we bring mindfulness to a reactive state, anger, frustration, confusion, irritation, greed, pride, aversion. As we bring mindfulness to those states, the allowing aspect of mindfulness creates the conditions for that unwholesome state to be abandoned. That is the understanding that leads to abandoning. And that very practice of understanding unwholesome states, we understand the reactive states are suffering. And that very understanding leads to the conditions of the mind not inclining to head towards those states in the future. And so, simultaneously, while we are practicing mindfulness, we are avoiding and abandoning unwholesome states. And while we're practicing mindfulness, first and foremost, we are cultivating the very wholesome state of wise mindfulness. Mindfulness and wisdom together, these two very beautiful qualities of mind. And as mindfulness and wisdom strengthen, we begin to appreciate the mind of wise attitude, the balanced mind, the non-reactive mind, the kind attention, wholesome qualities of equanimity, kindness, wisdom, patience, energy, interest. Compassion are very naturally growing as we bring mindfulness and wisdom to whatever our experience is. And so sometimes in this practice we can miss. It's like we're so focused on being with the kilesa that we miss at the same time balance of mind is growing. Love is growing. Patience is growing. Concentration is growing. Mindfulness and wisdom are growing. And so all day long, bringing wise attention, cultivating mindfulness and wisdom, this is what you've been doing. You've been creating the conditions in which these beautiful qualities take root and flourish. Can you appreciate that? Can you feel into and appreciate that this is what you've been doing here? I appreciate it. I am very happy to be sitting in a room full of people who value this. Value yourself for this. This is a rare thing in the world, that you would come and spend your time creating the conditions for these beautiful qualities to grow for a period of time, and still often actually on retreat, when I'm on retreat, I end my day as I move into bed and lie down. I end my day by reflecting back on the day and remembering, oh yes, I was cultivating patience today. That walking where I was able to just be with that sadness, that was patience growing. And mindfulness, lots of mindfulness growing. Love, the willingness to meet and be friendly with my experience and actually feel into the love that I have for others. And going through this list, these qualities in my mind, and reminding myself at the end of my day, appreciating the beautiful qualities. It can be powerful to remember this, because our minds sometimes tend to orient towards the difficult, the challenging, the negative, the hard, and forget the beautiful. Generosity, ethical conduct, letting go, wisdom, energy, patience, truthfulness. Resolve, love, equanimity, mindfulness, interest, joy, calm, concentration, confidence, trust. All of these qualities coming along for the ride as we practice this very simple practice. Am I aware of what? And what's my relationship to experience?